We're discussing the last week's Tzibda of dissecting the Shmon Esrei. You want to say that? Just give me an example that by refrain was it's Nev Hashem, so it's very apropos because when it comes to refuah, it's very prone for a person to attribute the refuah to the doctor. So therefore we emphasize the refrain of Hashem b'nei refrain. That's what we say in Hashem. And then of course, maybe we'll be mapsed at last week's thing because we want to go on to this week's. Okay. So again, I just want to invite the Oilam again to the Hanukkah Masiba, also Shabbos Hanukkah, you're all invited at my house in Matistah, in Yerushalayim. Firstly, I'd like to suggest again, we spoke about it last week, I want to again suggest this week that you should make a Seder in the Gemara in Shabbos, if you have a chance to do it.
Earlier this evening we did.
Well, you did the whole thing with just you can see that it can give you the reason why we're doing it is to get you into the spirit and getting into, you know, it really, you know, touches base with the Hanukkah. So, I'm sure that you'll find it as a useful tool to be able to, the reason why we're suggesting it is to try to get the most out of Hanukkah, and in order to get the most, it's good to make a preparation. That's why we suggest it. It's a very good preparation to get into Hanukkah. We only have 1 week to go. If you can make a Seder in the halachas also, it would be very suggestive. Again, I just want to say, our reason for doing it isn't so much for the halachas, that's up to you, if I said to do. But my suggestion is, we have a Kabbalah that by learning the Gemara and the halachas, it's a key to get into the ruchnius of Hanukkah, on Hanukkah itself. That's our goal, our matura in our little group here, is that we should be able to squeeze out of Hanukkah the most that we could in chizuk, in emuna, inspiration. So the way to get that is by, one of the ways of making a preparation. And the way of preparation, it's learning the Gemara and the halachas is a very good way to make a preparation. So that's what we say. It's also advisable, if you could, to learn a little bit about the background of Hanukkah, just to get also into the Hanukkah, to understand the Nes and everything that happened. So the art scroll has a very excellent. There's an art scroll on Hanukkah. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's probably available here. And the art scroll has an excellent background, background story of the Hanukkah, what happened. Goes into detail with the Greeks and what really took place there. So it gives you a very, very nice background picture of what really took place. That's the background story of the Hanukkah. So that's also, if you can, advisable if you can do that before Hanukkah, just to get into it. Okay. So that's that. The main uvda that I wanted to suggest for this week is something that I'm sure that both of you are familiar with. We've done this uvda before in the past, and I suggested. Usually before Hanukkah, I usually suggest doing this uvda. We know that that there were three basic categories of mitzvahs, right? Of all the commandments in the Torah, the Sibuyim. You have Chukim, Mishpatim, and Eidias, right? So Chukim, we know what that is, like Chazer, and Tumen Torah, and Mishpatim are monetary things. Eidias are the mitzvahs that Hashem gave us, that the main purpose in the mitzvah is to remind us of things. Right? That's the Matorah. And most of those mitzvahs, it says it in the Torah openly, that that's the reason why Hashem commanded it. Like a sukkah, the man yedu dorsechem, it says it openly. And sitzis, it says, man tiskeru, and tefillin also it says openly, like that the purpose of tefillin is to remind you of things. So those mitzvahs are called edias, meaning that all mitzvahs is good, you know, to have things to think about. But these certain mitzvahs, the main purpose of it is, the main purpose is only to remind, that is the, it's not just a nice thing to remind you. That is the reason for the mitzvah. So, Hanukkah obviously is one of those mitzvahs, right? It's only the Rabbanan, but in other words, we light the candles, it's supposed to speak to us and tell us something, right? So, what I thought was, just to get into, warm up our adias, osias muscles, to get them in good shape. So for this week, we'll do the uvda for the osias. In other words, you have tefillin, right? Speaks supposed to speak to you. Sitz is supposed to speak to you. Mezuzah is supposed to speak to you. Shabbos, of course, speaks to you. You know, we wear a yarmulke because it's supposed to speak to us. It's supposed to be an ice, right? Something. Somebody tonight brought that to my attention. You know, but I mean, of course, the mitzvah deraisa is the most important. The tzitzis, the mezuzah, the tefillin. So, what does that mean? The ice is that when you do the mitzvah, at a certain point of the mitzvah, you're supposed to, you know, take the mitzvah and connect yourself with the mitzvah. You're supposed to say to yourself, mitzvah, mitzvah, you know, tzitzis, tzitzis. You're supposed to give me a message, like, what are you supposed to be telling me? You know, and, I mean, I don't have to get so dramatic like I'm doing it, you know, like, but that's, you know, probably the correct way of doing it, because when it says that you should be mashesh tzitzis, you know, so there is such a thing of touching, you know, holding it. We do it when we say Krishna, we hold the tzitzit, right? There is such a thing as, but anyway, the main thing, Rabbi say, is not the holding, not the touching. The main thing is connect yourself with the mitzvah. Connect yourself with the mitzvah and think, what is the message? What is the mitzvah supposed to be telling you? I mean, if you don't know, so then it's good to look it up. Look up, you know, some of the swarm that bring down, you know, what is this supposed to, I think Shabura speaks about it a little bit, you know, the message of the tzitzis, the tefillin, the message of the tefillin, it's in the hirotzen that we say before we put on the tefillin, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, I think you put on, before you put on the talus also, is the hirotzen also probably tells you, you know, what the message of the tzitzis is. And then you have, you know, of course, the mezuzah, the message of the mezuzah is the thing that it says in the mezuzah, that's the message, right? So, of course, to fulfill the ISIS, you know, the ISIS, the avias, so, with, you walk by the mezuzah, you can pause for a moment and think to yourself, mezuzah, you know, what's your message? What are you supposed to be telling me? The message is, what it says in the mezuzah is supposed to be telling you. So what does it say in the mezuzah? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So it's supposed to announce that you walk into a room. So this room is filled up with the Baruch Shalom, with the Shabbos Hashem Nechitzomi, Hashem Echad. That's the message. The Krishna in the mezuzah is the message they're supposed to be telling you. If you're going outside, you know, and you kiss the mezuzah, let's say, well, you connect with it when you go out. So in other words, you're taking Hashem with you, with the mezuzah, you're saying, wherever I go now, Hashem is around, you're supposed to feel the presence of Hashem, right? So this is what you call connecting with the Oisiyah. So what I wanted to suggest is three times a day, think that we should do this. During this talk, because just remembered now, I forgot to Hanukkah, that's what we're supposed to be doing with the menorah, right? In other words, we have to look at the menorah, and we have to connect with the message of the menorah. So, what I want to suggest is that, you know, on Chanukah itself, at a certain point of the night, you should sit down for a few minutes by yourself and look at the candles and think to yourself, you know, menorah, you know, candles. What are you telling me? You're supposed to be telling me something, right? And whatever you know about Chanukah, whatever you think the message is, look at the candles and think in your mind that the candles, the light of the candles, is now giving me this message that I'm supposed to be getting. You should do that on Chanukah, like every day, you know. You should do it every day, you know, on Chanukah. At least a few minutes. Before Chanukah, you do it, you know, with the mezuzah and the tefillin three times a day. You should any one of the mitzvahs, but do it three times a day. And then you're warming up, you're getting ready for Chanukah. Chanukah, you should do it every day on the, you know, on the line of menorah. I just want to share with you before we finish up very quickly. So I want to make sure we make the bus that Chanukah. Chazal say in the Gemara, you'll get to that Gemara. My Chanukah is the Gemara says that Chazal metaken lehodosu lehalel. Because when it needs them to happen, they're metaken lehodosu lehalel. So what does that mean, lehodosu lehalel? It means, you know, to thank Hashem for praise. But Rashi says lehodosu lehalel means that they metaken to say, you know, the Ahal Nisim Mishmon Esrei, that's the Hodos, and the Halal is to say Halal every day. So according to this Gemara, it comes out that the most important part of the Takana of Chanukah, besides of course lighting the candles, is to say Halal every day. In other words, we understand that the Halal of Chanukah is different than the Halal that of the Yom Tov. Over here, it's part of the celebration of Chanukah itself. Right? In other words, look at it just like you light candles. That's unique on Chanukah. So the Halal is also special on Chanukah. What's the difference? That we should try to say it, you know, with a nice minion. I'm sure Rabbi Haber's minion, they probably say it very nicely. They sing, probably, no? Huh? What? But anyway, you know, try to go out of your way on Chanukah to say hello with a nice minion, and to even means getting up a little bit early or something. But once you know this Gemara, that it's one of the most important parts of the Chanukah celebration, so you should try, you know, to say it, you know, especially nice, because just like we like the candles with nice oil and everything, so the halal is part of the Chanukah, so you should try to also say it. But, you know, most people, they're in a rush in the morning, you have to rush up and say it quickly, but once you know this secret, that it's part of the Chanukah celebration, so you should try your best to say it, you know. And also, the Alan Nisim, also to say, you know, one of the reasons why I gave the exercise, the Shemini Esrei, before Chanukah, because now the Alan Nisim, you should try to do that with the Alan Nisim, to go through it, you know, carefully, try to, you know, get the nuances of the Lashon, think of the translation, and try to think into the words of it. You know, the same thing that we both be doing with the Shemini Esrei, regular Shemini Esrei, now try to do it with the Alan Nisim, you know, read it, not after, during the Shemini Esrei. If you can do it, prepare it a little bit before, to read through the words and think about the meaning and the significance of it, you know, with the order of how it said. You know. Okay, what we say is clear. Okay, Rabbi Say, we're on, it's good. Yeah, so I guess we won't be meeting.
Yes,
We'll be in touch. Be in touch. I mean, okay, so how do we work this? Recording.